todas las leyes tienen un propósito. Por lo tanto, cuando pensamos en una ley, hay dos partes en ella. Esta ley en sí, y luego está la razón de su existencia. Por ejemplo, hay leyes sobre límites de velocidad para vehículos. La ley en sí es el límite de velocidad. La razón de la ley es proteger a las personas de los accidentes automovilísticos. A veces, podemos obedecer una ley y olvidar la razón de la ley en primer lugar. Eso es parte de lo que Jesús critica de los escribas y fariseos por hacer en nuestro evangelio. Están haciendo cumplir las leyes divinas que Dios les dio, por ejemplo, lavarse virtualmente las manos antes de comer, pero han olvidado la razón de la existencia de esas leyes en primer lugar. Están obedeciendo la ley, pero no entienden el sentido de la ley. So all laws have a purpose. So when we think about a law, there's two parts to it, really. There's the law itself and then the reason for the law. So think about speed limits. You have the speed limit itself on the road, where that's 55, 65, 35, whatever it is, and then the reason for that law existing. So the reason for speed limits is so that way you don't cause accidents. Now, sometimes we can obey a law, but then forget the reason for that law in the first place. And that's what Jesus is critiquing the scribes and the Pharisees about in part in our gospel. They're enforcing divine laws that are given them by God, such as washing their hands ritualistically before they eat, but they've totally forgotten the reason behind the law and the mercy that should be expressed because of that law in the first place. They're obeying the law, but they're missing the point of the law. En nuestra primera lectura, Moisés recibió la ley para que los israelitas lo siguieran. Nada debía añadirse ni quitarse de la ley. Las leyes fueron concebidas como señal externa para mostrar el amor del pueblo del Señor, preparándolos para la adoración apropiada. Puede ser confuso porque parece que Jesús, aunque es Dios, está eliminando la ley y haciéndola más fácil. En realidad, Jesús no está obliendo la ley, sino que está cumpliendo. Nos está ayudando a entender el propósito de la ley, haciéndonos saber lo esencial. So in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses was given the law for the Israelites to follow, and nothing was to be added or taken away from that. They were meant to be an external sign to be able to show the people about worship, preparing their hearts for worship. And it can be confusing when we hear this, because Jesus, although he's God after all, he is still, it looks like he's removing things from the law, making it easier. But in reality, what's going on is Jesus is not abolishing the law. He's fulfilling it. He's helping us understand the purpose of the law, the essentials of what the law is all about. Jesús no está diciendo que las leyes o las reglas no sean importantes. Más bien, no se está diciendo que no se trata de solo seguir las reglas. No se trata de verse bien por fuera. Se trata de asegurarnos de que sabemos que nuestra vida moral interior es lo que más importa. El propósito de la ley es ayudarnos a vivir una vida espiritual santa y moral en Cristo. Si no lo estamos haciendo, entonces perdiendo el sentido de la ley. So Jesus is not saying that the laws or rules are not important. Rather, he's telling us that it's not just about being good rule followers. It's not just about looking good from the outside, It's about making sure we know that our interior life is what matters the most. The purpose of the law is to help us to live a good, holy, moral life in Christ. And if we're not doing that, then we're missing the point of following the rule in the first place. No son las cosas externas las que nos hacen santos. Lo que importa es vivir una buena vida interior santa. Por ejemplo, no es suficiente rezar un rosario todos los días y luego robar cosas de una tienda, o tener muchas imágenes religiosas en tu casa, pero cometer adulterio en tu corazón con pensamientos lujuriosos, o venir a misa el domingo y recibir Sagrada Comunión, pero luego ser una persona orgullosa. El punto es que no podemos simplemente hacer cosas que parezcan santas externamente y luego cometer pecado interiormente. Eso no significa que dejemos de hacer cosas externas, son importantes. El punto es que el interior y el exterior deben coincidir entre sí. So it's not the external things that make us holy. It's about helping us to live a holy interior life that matters. So for example, it's not just enough just to go pray a rosary every day, but then you steal things from the store. Or maybe you come to Mass every Sunday and receive communion, but then you live a very prideful life. The exterior and the interior have to match. It's not that the exterior doesn't matter. We shouldn't follow interior rules. But the point is that our interior life and our exterior life, they need to match each other. The exterior has to form the interior. Ese también es un punto importante para nuestro culto. Cuando venimos a la Santa Misa, por ejemplo, ¿estamos simplemente haciendo lo que hacemos? ¿Estamos realmente orando con la misa? Entonces, deberíamos orar con la misa. Deberíamos tener reverencia y ofrecer cosas a Dios. Deberíamos pensar en lo que hacemos y ser conscientes y activos en nuestra participación. A punto es asistir a misa, adorar al Señor y escuchar cómo nos habla. No debemos olvidar la razón por la que estamos aquí. So it's an important thing to think about our worship. When we come to Mass, are we just coming and going through the motions? Are we really praying with the Mass? Those of you who speak Spanish and English, and maybe English is your kind of more your primary language, are you really listening and paying attention to what's going on and understand the words that you're saying? We should think about that, because we need to have active conscious participation in the Mass. The point is to attend Mass and offer worship to God, to the Lord, and also be able to listen to how the Lord is speaking to us. We can't forget the reason about why we're here. We can't just go through the motions. Por supuesto, no podemos hacer esto por nuestra cuenta. Necesitamos la gracia de Dios. Recibimos la gracia interior en los sacramentos de la iglesia, especialmente en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Esa gracia es la ayuda de Dios para que vivamos una vida santa. Necesitamos usar nuestra razón y escuchar a dónde nos está guiando el Señor para vivir esa vida santa. Estar en estado de gracia, no tener pecado mortal en nuestra alma, es importante para que podamos recibir la gracia que Dios nos está dando. Muchas iglesias protestantes no creen en esta gracia interior. Creen en una gracia exterior, pero no en la gracia interior que creen los católicos. Por lo tanto, debemos estar agradecidos por la gracia de los sacramentos y por nuestra fe. So, of course, we can't just do this on our own. We need God's grace to do it. So, we receive interior grace that comes from the sacraments of the church, especially in the most holy Eucharist. That's called sanctifying grace. And that grace is God's help to live a holy life. And so we need to use our reason and also listen to where the Lord is leading us in order to live that holy life. And that means that when we come to Mass, we need to be in a state of grace, which means not having mortal sin on our soul or grave sin. And so it's important for us to receive the grace that God is giving us. And many Protestant churches out there that are not Catholic, they believe in exterior grace only, but they don't believe that we actually receive grace interiorly. So if you leave the Catholic Church, that's bad in its own right, but what you'll discover is that they don't believe in that. So you lose that whole sense of interior grace that comes from the sacraments. So don't abandon the church, or you'll lose this. And we should be thankful for the grace of our sacraments and for our faith. We need to obey the law and understand the point of the law. Let's not be like the modern day scribes and Pharisees and forget that. Necesitamos obedecer la ley y comprender el sentido de la ley. No seamos como los escribas y fariseos de la actualidad y nos olvidemos de eso.